The Spurs are back in action tonight, hosting the Pelicans.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to a Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's morphin' time.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. And I bet everybody's ready to dig into some good food tomorrow. But the Spurs, they got a game tonight. We're going to be looking at tonight's Spurs-Pelicans game. Finally back home at the AT&T. Some keys to the game, keys to victory, predictions, and then some news and notes, specifically Manu Ginobili's future with the Spurs. It's going to bring in our guest. He is back, everybody. And speaking of Manu, he definitely is Manu because we had a different guest scheduled for today, but the guest had some stuff come up. And guess who came off the bench? Yeah, it's Rudy Campos with Sweep the League. Rudy, are you wearing the number 20 jersey right now?
I actually am, and you know, compared to Manu, I would say I'm also it's like pitching in the World Series in the MLB. You need that last victory to claim victory, so you bring in the best pitcher available, and I'm available for tonight.
What's your walkout music?
Oh man, you know, the wild thing is obviously everybody's idea, but for me, I would say Here Comes the Boom, POD. That'd be a good one.
I always wanted to walk out either to the Imperial March. That one, or Enter Sandman by Metallica.
See, the Sandman, you can't walk out because it's Mariano Rivera from the Yankees. So I would have to respectfully say I couldn't do it to that.
You couldn't do that? The Imperial March? Yeah. The Imperial March is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, or just throw everybody off, Rudy, and come out to the Barney song. I love that's the total psychological warfare on the opposition. But hey, let's gonna dive into it. It's gonna be a short episode, everybody. Everybody's kind of busy right now with work and getting ready for Thanksgiving, so we're gonna make this short and sweet. Ready, Spurs, Pelicans tonight. Spurs back in action, 5-game losing streak. What do you think? How are you feeling about tonight's game?
You know, it's going to be the same trend that, you know, that we see. I think the Spurs are going to be competitive. You know, Jakob's been playing well. Devin's been having some games. Keldon the same way. I think the Spurs are going to be very competitive. Right now, the Pelicans are playing at another level. I love the way they're playing. Yeah, they're probably one of the better teams in the league. And I'm not saying in the West. In the league right now, Zion's playing really good. Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, they're just gelling right now. It's going to be a very tough game for the San Antonio Spurs. But I do expect them to be very competitive in this game.
The Spurs are coming in with a record of 6-12, and the Pelicans are coming in tonight 10-7. Yeah, the Pelicans are one of the better teams out in the West. Now, the Spurs are coming off a road loss to the Lakers, getting just annihilated 123-92. As of this recording, the injury report is not out, so keep that in mind as we talk about tonight's game. Now, when I look at tonight's game, Rudy, I hope they come out with just more competitive fire. We didn't really see that much in the West Coast trip. You know, versus the Clippers, just decimated. Versus the Lakers, just annihilated. You had Paul George just being a one-man wrecking crew. Anthony Davis, likewise, in the last game of that swing. But what worries me about tonight is just the size of the Pelicans. With B.I., Brandon Ingram, and Zion, could that spell trouble for the Spurs?
100%. I mean, you've got B.I., who's definitely an inside-out player, can definitely shoot from the perimeter. Plus, you got to worry about the size of Zion Williamson. Now, you didn't really have to worry about it too much his rookie year. I mean, he was pretty much overweight, but now you've got kind of bulked up Zion, and his game has definitely improved. He's able to get to the rim just with ease like he used to before. It's going to be a very tough matchup, especially if you consider Poeltl. I mean, Poeltl's one of the better defenders in the NBA at the center position, but having him match up possibly on Zion every now and then, it's going to be a tough battle for him. Plus, who's going to guard Brandon Ingram? I mean, you're expecting Devin Vassell maybe to step up on Ingram. But can Trey Jones really keep up with CJ McCollum? That's the other thing, too. Trey's a great defender, but I think CJ is going to have a pretty good night.
What's good is that the Spurs had a few days off. They had a 2.5-day break, which is good for them to recover from that long road trip. You know, they were hit with the injury bug continuously. Even Popovich sat out sick in that final game. You know, if Pirtle does not play, that's going to be more of a burden on Bassey and Gorgui Dieng. We saw Dieng start in the last game versus the Lakers. Without Pirtle, again, I think this would be this might be another repeat of a bashing the Spurs are going to get tonight, because we can't forget, as you mentioned, CJ McCollum. So the Spurs, the Pelicans have a inside outside game. You got the intangibles, those other players like Alvarado, you know, just those pesky kind of players that give the Spurs trouble. But you know, history, or at least current history, is not on the Spurs' side. Really, this season, the Spurs are 1-3 at home, just versus the West, and that's not good. One of my keys to the game tonight is definitely going to be the 3-point shot. Now, this season, the Spurs are 5-1 when they make more 3-point shots than their opponents. Okay, good. But get this, Rudy. During this 5-game losing skid, their opposition have been making more 3-point shots than the Spurs. So that's a big factor in this losing skid. You know, do you expect not only the 3-point shot to improve, or is there another area that you want to see the Spurs improve on tonight to hopefully get a W?
You know, ball movement has been the key to the Spurs at the beginning of the season on their success that they've had in the early season. But the one thing I do want to see, it does revolve around the 3-point shot, the 3-point shot. And it's not necessarily making them, but it's the defense of it. If you can make the Pelicans get off the dribble, get to the basket, you know, it does keep them away from three-point line. You've got Brandon Ingram, one of the better 3-point shooters in the game at his size. You got CJ McCollum as well. Alvarado can knock down the three. So what you do is try to run them off the line. I want to see the Spurs defense kicked up a notch, and that's the reason why I say if they're going to have a fighting chance, it's going to be on the defensive end. Frustrate Zion. Zion can get frustrated very easily in the post if you just play some very tough defense on him. I think putting him at the line, making him earn it, is going to really spell well for the San Antonio Spurs. So I think defense has to be at the top of the board no matter what.
I heard a rumor that Zion lost a lot of weight because he's been following the Rudy Campos weight plan.
I wouldn't let that rumor go too far because I love my San Antonio Spurs. I do cover them and I do everything I can for them. But let's just say that rumor has some water to it. I'm just not going to go ahead and verify it.
I'm glad you brought up defense, because it's something I'm also going to be keeping an eye on tonight, is that the Pelicans, they're getting it done defensively, at least in the last three games. They've recorded more steals than their opponents in the last three, so they're amping it up on the defensive end. I think this is going to be a handful for the Spurs. I know they're playing at home, and they're back at the friendly confines of the AT&T, but nevertheless, when it comes down to it, I fear they may get blown out again, Rudy.
Yeah, that's the fear. I mean, I'm not going to say it's probably going to be a 20 or 30 point blowout like we've kind of seen some games, but I figure it's going to be a Pelican victory, probably 15, 16 points. You know, it's I guess it's technically a blowout, but not so much. I think the Spurs will be competitive. We've been seeing some off games for Devin and Keldon. I think this is a game where they kind of break out, come back in to form, maybe both getting 20 points, maybe a 20 piece each. Jakob should have a decent game, another double double. I think the biggest factor is going to be Trey Jones. If he can really make McCollum work and still add a little bit of offense to the San Antonio for the San Antonio Spurs, there's a good possibility the Spurs could win this game. I mean, I think Devin and Keldon could give the Pelicans enough grief to where they can make it very competitive, but I think Trey Jones is going to be that difference maker. But nonetheless, I still think the Pelicans do come out on top.
When we get back, we're going to give our predictions for tonight's game. I'm going to give you one stat you got to keep an eye on for tonight's game and much, much more. We are with Rudy Campos of Sweep the League talking about tonight's game, Spurs-Pelicans. And a little bit later on, we're going to highlight Manu Ginobili. I wish he was coming back from retirement, but that ain't happening. But it's another aspect of his post-NBA playing career. Hey, I want to talk to you about Turo. This episode of Locked On Spurs is brought to you by Turo. It is the largest car sharing marketplace you can find. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. Browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget across the U.S., U.K., Canada, and coming soon to Australia. Book a spacious SUV or minivan for a family road trip. Get a classic or luxury car for a special event, birthday, or holiday. Find affordable economy cars if you're on a budget and just need to get from point A to point B. Test drive that electric vehicle you have had your eye on and you want to see how it fits in your everyday life. Mini Turo Host can even deliver the car right to you. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms and conditions and exclusions apply. Forget boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs, talking about tonight's game, Spurs-Pelicans. All right, so we kind of gave some thoughts about the game tonight, some stats stuff there. But at the end of the day, Rudy, how do you see the final outcome? What is your one key the Spurs have to nail tonight and your prediction?
The biggest outcome is defense. I mean, I think they're giving up the most points in the NBA right now. Or not most points, but they're giving up a good amount of points in the NBA. That's going to be the number one key is the defensive end. You know, frustrate Zion, make it tough for McCollum to get his shot off. I think the Spurs are capable of doing that. They have some good perimeter defenders. They can make it tough for guys like Brandon Ingram as well. Just play defense, hard-nosed defense. If you do that, you give yourself a chance to win. But not only that, you've got to score the basket. I mean, you're last in scoring in the NBA.
Oh, man.
So it's got to be an all-around game for the San Antonio Spurs to get that W. But in the end, like I mentioned earlier, I still see, if I have to give a prediction, it's going to be like 121, 110, maybe Pelicans over the Spurs.
I'm looking at two things tonight. I need to see a little bit more out of Keldon Johnson. His shot is falling, yes. He's been making threes. I think he hit the record recently, Rudy, of at least a single three in consecutive games in a Spurs uniform. But you need to see more of an impact from him. So I expect him to really step up his game tonight, and they're going to need him. It's going to be all hands on deck against a very tough, tough Pelicans team. And the second thing I'm looking at is the halftime. Now, you ask me why. Well, this season, Rudy, the Spurs are winless whenever they're trailing at half. Doesn't matter if they're down by 1 point, 10 points. They're trailing at half, they're going to lose. Now, why does that relate tonight? Well, because the Pelicans, this season on the road, they're also winless at halftime. So if I'm a Spurs fan and you're looking for something fun to keep an eye on that halftime score. That should tell you how the rest of the game will go. I think the Pelicans get the W in the AT&T. I think it'd be a little bit more competitive from the Spurs. But again, that talent that's on the opposite end of the court is just going to overwhelm the Spurs. If it's a tight game, I mean, you can see players like Zion and B.I. just take over. And even CJ, can't forget about him. Not to say the Spurs team doesn't have players that can do that. I think Vassell has the capability of doing that, but we just haven't seen them, the Spurs team, see players step up in crunch time, have we?
No, and, you know, again, we're not knocking on any of the Spurs players. I mean, they are not legitimate superstars, but they are stars in the league. I mean, they're young stars of the league. Let's not forget, look at the Pelicans. I mean, Zion came in as a, you know, generational talent superstar in the league, and for a good reason. I mean, he really was a superstar when it came to basketball, but take Brandon Ingram, for example. Brandon Ingram drafted in the top three of league number two. In his draft class, it took him a while with the Los Angeles Lakers to actually come around and be the player that he is today with the Pelicans. So, really, it gives Spurs fans a good hope because you're seeing guys like Ingram who are turning into all-star players, and it takes them a little while. But ultimately, you know, the Spurs, they've got players. They're going to be competitive, and I just think that it's going to be a little too much for the Spurs again tonight against the Pelicans.
Yeah, and I think the size. I think the size is going to matter tonight versus San Antonio. Again, we don't have the injury report as of this recording, but we're just going to default to say that the Porto is 50-50. He didn't play in that last game. But we're forgetting Jonas Valanciunas. I mean, he's known to just be a thorn on the Spurs' side. And him, Zion, and B.I. may be big problems, figurative and literally, Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, Valanciunas, like I said, you've got Jakob Poeltl, who's probably, if he does play tonight, is going to probably have to match up with both Zion and Valanciunas. I mean, so that's a matchup nightmare in itself. You're probably going to have to see a lineup of two bigs, maybe a Charles Bassey and a Poeltl, Gorgui Dieng and a Poeltl, or something like that, to kind of combat the size, because if you just have Jakob out there by himself, he's on an island by himself trying to guard two big guys like that. In the post, rebounding edge would definitely go to the Pelicans easily with those two guys. So you got to see some kind of lineup change for the San Antonio Spurs with that kind of size.
Yeah, and they got the 3-point shooters as well. Devontae Graham, known to knock him down. Alvarado definitely can get hot, and Trey Murphy as well. So yeah, the big Spurs got themselves a tussle tonight out at the AT&T. Hopefully they'll break their losing streak. Knock on wood, they do that. When we get back, we're going to dive into some news and notes, specifically about Manu Ginobili. Some interesting statements that Popovich had to say recently about the Basketball Hall of Famer. Once again, though, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen today. Second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. Local experts, insights only Locked On can provide. Go beyond the scoreboard with Locked On Sports Today. It's available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. And I want to talk to you about betonline.net, your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer, esports. They got it all over at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find all those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest, the easiest way to get your betting fix. You got yourself a laptop, go there. You got yourself a cell phone, go to betonline.net. It's easy, and it's the best way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today. Learn more about BetOnline. Why? Because that's where the game starts. We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. He is with Sweep the League in just a few minutes. He's going to tell you everything about Sweep the League and much, much more. So, Rudy, Popovich has some interesting stuff to say about Manu Ginobili. No, he wasn't talking about Manu Ginobili, a.k.a. Rudy Campos, coming off the bench for this episode of Locked On Spurs. He was talking about the Manu Ginobili, you know, the Basketball Hall of Famer. So, Manu came up. Somehow Manu's name came up in a, I think it was a pregame chat on the West Coast Swing. And, you know, for those who don't know, Manu actually does work with the Spurs. He's labeled as a special advisor to basketball operations. What does that mean? You know, just exactly what I mean. He's just helps out on basketball side of operations. So, Rudy, Popovich went ahead and started detailing what Manu's been doing in this role. He says, oh, he's been doing a little scouting. Interesting. That he's now starting to help out the draft department with possible future picks for the Spurs. Interesting. He also says he's on the management side. Interesting. And that he helps out Pop every once in a while. And he's known to be at practices a lot, playing with the players and talking with them and chatting with them. Of course, that's nothing new, Rudy. Back when Manu firstly got hired, Popovich said almost the same thing verbatim, except for one thing. One thing was different. This time, Popovich said that Manu is just trying to figure out how he's going to fit with this team. The implication here is that Manu probably not done moving up the ladder, or maybe shifting to a different spot within the organization. Now, he's embedded in San Antonio now, Rudy. We know that he's now part owner of the San Antonio Missions, the local baseball team in San Antonio. So he's here. Now, Manu has been made it very clear that he does not see coaching in his future. But as I say never. How do you read Popovich's statement saying that Manu is currently trying to figure out how he's going to fit with this team?
You know, for me, I take it for what it's worth on Pop, and I take it for exactly word for word what he says. I think Manu's niche in the San Antonio Spurs is a little bit of everything. And, you know, the player development, yes, you want a player like Manu to develop your younger guys. Scouting department, yes, you know, definitely he's got a good eye for talent. I mean, he knows the international game just as well as anybody else in the San Antonio Spurs organization. Management side, that's kind of a good one for me too. But, you know, the thing that I put it all together is, you know, I love doing puzzles. So piecing stuff together is actually what I love to do. This has all the makings of a GM / possibly VP of operations position.
Interesting.
I mean, remember, Pop is not getting any younger. RC's been with the organization for years, and he's already jumped up to the next tier when it comes to San Antonio Spurs. You've got Brian Wright, who, for certain circumstances, is under fire still for a lot of stuff. But Manu stepping into a GM / VP role, is absolutely what the San Antonio Spurs need. One of the most beloved players in NBA history, not just Spurs history, but NBA history, respected by so many NBA players, is one of the most decorated international guys in the game. Obviously, world titles for the San Antonio Spurs. How do you not want a player like that, a person like that, to lead your organization into the next era of basketball? Players are going to want to come to San Antonio because of Manu Ginobili. That is a gimme. He is a person that attracts good people. He attracts great players. He knows and he has an eye for it. So I think the key word is management with Pop. I think Manu is going to be in the front office, not on the sidelines, because I really don't see him as a coach, but it's the front office side where he's going to be able to take over for a Pop and RC later on in the future.
I would not be mad at that. I would not be mad at that at all. You know, there's a lot of South American basketball talent that he can probably tap into, just like Tony Parker. He's been very vocal saying that, hey, if the Spurs want to work with him with players out in France, that he's down, that he's more than happy to do that. There's a part of me, Rudy, though, that thinks that maybe coaching is not out of the question. I know he's been very vocal about it. Like, I'm not going to get into it. No way. He's very adamant. I ain't going to do that. No. It just feels like that never say never kind of setup. Like, I never would have thought Tim Duncan would have been an assistant coach. Never. Would you have said that? If I had told you, Rudy, hey, guess what? Tim Duncan's retired. He's going to be an assistant coach. Would you have believed me?
No, definitely not.
No. I think something similar. Now, would I maybe not head coach, but an assistant coach? I can see that. I can see that. Maybe not first chair assistant coach. Maybe down the line. Maybe. But I do tend to agree with you, though. I think he will probably be on the management side, the executive side. Tony Parker, again, saying is just as much as Manu says, I'll never get into coaching. But he's very vocal about saying, hey, Spurs, hire me to be a part of your management executive team. I can definitely see that. And I think that could be how these legends help the team, right? Even post NBA career. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's where I look at it. Manu on the management side of the, you know, the front office, you have Tony who owns one of the teams in France. I mean, he's got the same experience as, you know, when it comes to front office stuff, Tim Duncan as well. I think Tim Duncan is a perfect candidate for player development. I mean, absolutely perfect player for Philly. I'm going
to
give you.
I mean, he practically is now. He practically is. Yeah. Right? He goes to the practices so many times.
Yeah, and you know the only guy in the past that's, I wouldn't even say a Spurs great, but who I would always want to see as a head coach, and I wouldn't mind coming back as a head coach is Steve Smith. Steve Smith is a very high basketball IQ, very good player, very good on court person. Very smart. That would be one guy who I would say, hey, you know what? If Steve Smith wants to be a coach, I would definitely be a San Jose Spurs fan, front office guy, or whatever. I'd be calling him 100% all day, every day. That would be one guy I would love to see come back as a coach. But we're talking about the big three. They're gonna run the daycare from here on out. When Pop and RC leave, it's gonna be their show. They're gonna bring the kids on up and make sure that they graduate with honors at the end.
Rudy, we know you're secretly hoping that Kawhi comes back to help coach this team, right?
That would be the most silent coach I've ever seen in NBA history. That is for sure.
And he had some nice things to say about Pop recently after the game versus the Clippers, saying he's one of the best coaches, the best coaches he's ever had. But I think we're probably this is probably the wrong time to rile up Spurs fans on Thanksgiving Eve. Don't bring up the name.
You got to get over it sometime. I mean, I was pissed off for years, but I got over it. So everybody can get over it.
Yeah, but that's the latest and greatest with the San Antonio Spurs. Again, tonight, Spurs, Pelicans. What do you think about tonight's game? How do you see it going down? We totally off. Or maybe the Spurs are going to get the win and snap the losing streak. You can tell Rudy your thoughts over at Sweep the League on Twitter at Sweep the League. Tell us about Sweep the League, though, Rudy.
Yeah, Sweep the League. We actually took the week off because of Thanksgiving. Everybody's got stuff to do, but we'll be back every single Monday night. We release our episode. We talk NBA. We talk NFL. We throw it in some World Cup as well. I mean, everybody's seen some stuff going on in the World Cup recently. So We're throwing in everything there. Not only that, I want to give a quick shout out to Salvation Army San Antonio, Texas. We're part of the Red Kettle Drive again. So be sure to look for that on social media at Sweep the League on Twitter and support us on the Red Kettle Drive.
Applause. Good job, guys. Good job. It's a good thing. I think this is not your first time doing it, though, right?
No, this would be year three for me, two for Sweep the League in general.
Hey, cool. Well, Sweep the League, there for everybody, and I mean everybody, even if they don't tune in. Rudy is out there in the cold, ringing that bell, raising money for a good cause. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, Ken's 5 Plus app. Go check out kens5.com/Spurs as we see all my posts, including what Pop had to say about Manu Ginobili. And we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen. Second listen, again, Locked On Sports Today. Biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, take of the day. So before we do put an end, though, there will be probably no Locked On Spurs tomorrow at all. So we're going to take the day off. So happy Thanksgiving to you, Rudy, and to your family, and everybody else listening to this episode of Locked On Spurs. Now for Rudy, the next Spurs coach, Campos. Or no, let's go with this one. Rudy Manu Ginobili, Locked On Spurs. Campos. I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock in this episode of Locked On Spurs.